you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Missouri officials announced 19 new deaths due to COVID-19 and nearly 300 new cases, including a North County police cooperative who is in the hospital this morning. Statewide, there are now more than 4,600 cases and 133 deaths. Governor Parsons says the state secured a nearly $62 million grant to help the Missouri Department of Transportation, its transit systems, and especially in rural areas which are struggling during the pandemic. $66 million in federal unemployment benefits have also been issued to more than 115,000 Missourians. In Illinois, there were more than 1,200 new positive cases yesterday, with 74 new deaths. That brings the state to more than 23,868 deaths. A teenager was murdered last night in Midtown St. Louis. Police say around 10:30 last night, a girl between the ages of 13 and 16 was shot along Franklin Avenue near North Leffingwell Avenue. She died on the scene. Homicide detectives are now searching for the gunman. About 20 minutes later, a man aged 18 to 20 was shot along South Broadway near Lemp Avenue in South St. Louis. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. So far, no word on suspects or a motive. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a fast-moving clipper system will pass north of the area this morning, delivering increasing clouds, gusty winds. Skies will become partly sunny this afternoon, with temps warming into the low to mid-50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy, with a late-night shower possible, and low temps in the 30s. Tomorrow will be more cloudy than sunny, with temperatures in the mid-50s. Rain is likely Thursday night into Friday morning, with chilly highs Friday in the upper 40s.